I'm very honored to be here. It's vaguely amusing to me that I've become this public gadfly when it comes to media issues, because on some level what I am is the reporter who got chucked out of his newsroom.
Baltimore-based writer and producer David Simon was in New Orleans this morning. He'll be back in Maryland tonight, but right now, the creator of some of the darkest, grittiest shows on television is in a far more unexpected place, the ballroom of a university in Greencastle, Indiana. Simon is the keynote speaker for DePaul University's Undergraduate Communications Honors Conference. The room is packed with students, most of whom likely know Simon more from his critically lauded television drama, The Wire, than the dozen years he spent as a reporter on the crime beat of the Baltimore Sun.
I lived in a city where half of the adult black males in a city that is 60%, 65% African American were unemployed. That's not a viable economic model. Somebody should be looking at that. I lived in a city where probably 82, 83% of the kids who attended school did not finish high school. I lived in a city where the crime stats were among the fourth or fifth worst in the nation, and the clearance rates for actually solving those crimes and arresting people had gone down by 100-150% since the 70s. Yet, the same newspaper that was pursuing these Pulitzers, these special little topics, these, we're going to surround this and give you a five-part series about lead paint poisoning, that same newspaper no longer had a poverty reporter. That beat went uncovered. They no longer had a labor reporter. No one covering the city courthouse for a period of about 5-6 years.
In 1998, cynical about his newsroom and the people running it, Simon took a leave of absence from the Baltimore Sun. During this time, he wrote the nonfiction crime book, Homicide, A Year on the Killing Streets. The book was eventually adapted into an award-winning NBC drama. His next book, The Corner, A Year in the Life of an Inner City Neighborhood, which he co-authored with writer Ed Burns, was again nonfiction, but written in the style of a novel. The Wire premiered on HBO in 2002 and focused on a different social class or segment of Baltimore each season, with plot lines and characters entangling as the series progressed. The first season looked at the housing projects and low-level drug trade of the city.
It really was a piece about the end of empire. The emptiness at the center of America's urban soul. You can walk down the street and look at the row houses and look at the plywood and know something is not right here.
The Wire was a unique show in many ways. The slang of the police and the drug dealers were equally impenetrable on first listen. It was difficult to distinguish the professional actors from the real-life Baltimoreans who occupied roles, such as androgynous ex-gangster Felicia Snoop Pearson and former Maryland Governor Bob Ehrlich. Police and politicians were sometimes villains, and a favorite hero of the show was a stick-up man named Omar, who stole only from drug dealers, a sort of Robin Hood character. The program was also notable for featuring a mostly African-American cast, a rarity in cable dramas. The series was labeled the best television show of all time by many critics, and much of this had to do with Simon's unique perspective and style of writing.
I got into journalism because I was interested in coming to the campfire with a story of how the world worked as I could best surround it with facts. I still pursue that process, even though the end result is I'm not going to use the facts per se. I'm going to strain the facts through a fictional character. But having said that, let me be clear, it's not journalism.
After The Wire, Simon worked on the miniseries Generation Kill, which focused on the experiences of a group of Marines during the first 40 days of the Iraq War. His most recent project is Tremé, a post-Hurricane Katrina drama set in New Orleans. The series was recently picked up by HBO and will begin airing in 2010.
It's a story about musicians and other people trying to reconstitute their lives after the storm in 2004. With heavy emphasis on the cultural aspects. It's not The Wire in New Orleans, it's something different.
But it's hard to imagine a David Simon project not having the one thing that alleviated the sometimes crushing sadness and despair of The Wire.
The characters themselves sometimes stand up for their own dignity and for the dignity of community. And whether they win or lose, it's very affirming. And I think there was a great deal of humanist affection in the piece.
For WFIU's Artworks, I'm Josephine McRobbie.